Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, what are the consequences of uncorrected hearing loss? When you think about hearing loss in later life, your first thought might be the embarrassment of asking people to repeat themselves or missing everyday pleasures like birds singing and crickets chirping. But the cost can be far greater. Uncorrected hearing loss can reduce interaction in daily life. People who are hard of hearing sometimes avoid situations that they fear may be difficult for them, like gatherings involving background noise or interactions with strangers where it is hard to infer what they are saying. Hearing loss also can diminish relationships with family and friends because the strain to understand can limit the depth of conversations. All this reduced interaction can lead to isolation and depression. It also may hasten cognitive decline. One study following older adults for over a decade found that moderate hearing loss tripled the risk of dementia. The upside is that research also shows that correcting hearing loss can reverse these trends. Hearing aids enhance social connections, improve quality of life, and postpone cognitive decline.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.